Hi, this is Patrick Adams, and you're listening to the Patrick Adams Podcast, number 9, created on January 27th, 2007. While most in the world of entertainment sit on their greedy hands waiting to see which way the wind is blowing, some artists take matters into their own hands, climbing above the fray armed with sheer talent and tenacity. One such rising star is Evie Rhodes. She is a genuine Renaissance woman. In 2003, under the moniker Prophecy One, she wrote, produced, and released the first hip-hop gospel album, Standing in the Spirit, on her own label. The album received tremendous acclaim, winning the Canadian Music Award for Best Gospel Album. Once her creative floodgates were open, Evie Rhodes began to blossom, landing a 2-book publishing deal with Kensington Defina Books. This week of January 2007 finds her releasing her 3rd novel, Out of Order. Today I'm blessed to have this Renaissance woman as my guest. Hello, Miss Evie Rhodes. Thank you for coming to the Patrick Adams Podcast.
Patrick, thank you for having me.
So Evie Rhodes, here we finally get you out of the supernatural world into the real world, into a natural state of being. Tell me, Evie, how do you go from rapping gospel to writing spiritual thriller novels?
I think because I come from a gospel hip-hop background, that has lent itself over into the novels that I'm writing now, because I've always been rather fascinated with the supernatural, the gospels, and things that are out of the ordinary. When I was doing gospel hip-hop, those were, for me, short stories that I told on the Standing in the Spirit album, and now I'm telling those stories in a novel format. So basically, because I'm fascinated with the gospels and the supernatural, I've created that particular niche for myself.
So it's sort of like a spiritual twilight zone.
Yeah. You one might say that, yes.
Yeah, so right out the box, yeah. 2002, you wind up winning a Canadian Gospel Award.
It was an early, it was early 2000, and that was really, that was quite an honor and quite a surprise, because it was the first album I had ever done and still remains to be the only album I've ever done. And the reason for that is because I feel that lyrically, in terms of that particular album, that I've said what I had to say on that album. And that album was a very personal spiritual experience for me that it's now rolling over for me as a novelist as well.
Well, one of the keys to success has got to be a good support system, having the right people around me. So, Evie, tell me about your support system.
Blessed. Really, really, truly blessed. The support system that I had, I mean, you got to remember, I basically showed up in New York with, you know, some lyrics on a piece of paper and wanted to be a rapper and wanted to be a writer and, you know, wanted to do all these things. And, you know, the odds are really against that. But the Lord is good, so he put people in my path. I had Jimmy, who was the executive producer for everything that I did and who was staunchly by my side, as well as being a husband. He was also a great partner to me and believed in my work and fought to knock down doors so that I could get through. In the process of that, I met someone like yourself that was just a genius in that field and had the pureness of heart to sit and work with me while I learned the craft, because I did not come to New York knowing it. I just came with the desire to write. And my strength was my writing, as it still is. I've always been able to write, and I feel even now as a novelist, I'm at the first rung of that compared to where I'm going to go. But my support system has really been phenomenal. I don't think I could ask for more, honestly. And I got to give all the credit to Christ, because without him, none of it would have been possible for me.
So, Evie, tell me about this new novel, Out of Order.
Out of Order is basically urban, and it has a supernatural effect. It's an urban supernatural thriller, basically. But I've chosen this particular topic at this particular time because I really want to deal with the youth elements, and I want to deal with that, but I also want to deal with the elements, as we were talking about earlier, the elements of good versus evil. And I think in a lot of cases that we look at evil as being surface, but we don't always look at what the underlying foundation of that is and where it comes from. So the landscape of Out of Order gave me an opportunity to, one, deal with the youth factors and the gangs and the inner city violence and what's going on with that, how we're all affected by that, what all of our roles are. And it gave me an opportunity to go through that particular genre and say, okay, if the people in this genre, if you're carrying guns, if you're killing, if you're hustling, if you're doing what you have to do to survive every day, if you were presented with a different option, how would you look at that? And that was the foundation and exploration for the novel Out of Order.
So Evie, at this point in your career, what advice would you give to young writers, singers, novelists, anyone who wanted
to follow your heart. That's my advice, really. Just follow your heart, and you have to believe. I mean, regardless of what it looks like, you've just got to know that this is what you want to do, and that you're going to stand on that foundation. And whatever that foundation is, you always want to try to make it a good one, because you have to be conscientious of the fact that when you're an artist in any form, and this is something that I really feel very personally, but when you're an artist in any form, it could be music, it could be novels, it could be film, it could be stage plays, whatever it is, you're affecting other people. What you put out there is being grasped by people that you never even see or know. And so you've got to think about what that image and what that impact is. So my advice would be always to think about that first and foremost, because if you're doing the right thing, you can rise in whatever you do. And I think you have to feel good about your art inside of yourself. And that would be my advice.
Submitted for your approval, the case of Miss Evie Rhodes, Prophecy 1, rap artist, gospel rap artist, and now spiritual, supernatural novelist. You can find Evie's novels at Amazon Books and wherever fine books are sold, or you can visit the Evie Rhodes website at www.evierhodes.com. This is Patrick Adams. You've been listening to Patrick Adams Podcast number 9 for January 27, 2007. Until next time, this is Patrick Adams. Criss Cross is a riveting tale of darkness, images, and deceit being played out at the highest levels. It is the story of the mesmerizing Micah Jordan Wells and his journey into the unfathomable, unknown world. A world that is controlled by the spirit of mystique and artfully drawn prophecies that affect his very being. The plan? To upset the balance and history of human life as we know it. If it is to be challenged or altered, it will require the denial of self and the courage to enter into the realm where the rules are different and where the principalities of darkness reign. Exactly how do you break a legend? Micah Jordan Wells is a celebrated high-profile homicide detective in the urban city of Newark, New Jersey. The story begins in the murky shadow of the life of Evelyn Jordan Wells. She is Micah Jordan Wells' mother. She is also a channel. She is the channel through which his birth has been marked, making him the catalyst of a sinister, terrifying portal. When the portal is activated, Micah finds himself on the wrong side of the most powerful killer who ever existed. There are none before him and none after him. The catastrophic power creates a damaging portrait, unleashing a hatred that is malignant in its quest for power. When Silky, Newark's most notorious serial killer, dies squealing like a pig at the penalty phase of his trial, his death capitulates Micah into a swirling descent and raises the stakes to a terrifying level. Micah is accused of a murder he's investigating. He receives a call from the dead killer, Silky. another victim is abducted. Then, a startling vision of the slain victim rocks his world, reversing the odds, rendering a horrific verdict. The face he has been chasing is his own. Oh, and his woman has slept with the enemy. Tick-tock, the clock is ticking, the time is running out, and Chris Cross is the owner of his world. It's a different world with different rules. The doctrine is not of this world. Neither is the dimension of Chris Cross, who is illusionary and a power of great magnitude. Mika must not just capture another serial killer. This is not another notch in his belt. And hunting down a body will not be enough. To win the game, he must step in the heart of the killing field. He must step into the recesses of a supreme mind and alter that which is Chris Cross. He must become what he's not in order to be who he is. Because Chris Cross has already drawn his mark.